I've been told that we have time for a couple of questions, a couple minutes of questions, 5 minutes of questions before the buzzer. Does anybody have any questions for anybody who read tonight about the fairy tale they worked from or about fairy tales generally or just any questions? Yes. That's a great collection. Do you reread it now, The Happy Prince? Yeah. That's an excellent collection. Other favorite fairy tale collections from your childhood? We could hear some of those instead of taking questions. Yeah. Yeah. Shelley Duvall, Fairy Tale Theater. Did you have a favorite episode? That's great. You had a favorite one, too.
I actually just had a question for the writers here. I just wondered, what was the most surprising thing that you encountered in writing? And like, what did you try? Can you hear me now?
How do you solve a problem like Maria's? How do you...
I had been having a very, very hard time with a novel, and... And having been asked to write a fairy tale, resisted and resisted because I was struggling with this novel that I have now since abandoned entirely, and took for the very first time the advice I would so eagerly give to my students. If you're stuck with something, put it aside and do something different. And the writing of the fairy tale just completely opened the door to the book I'm working on in a way that I never anticipated would happen. So, I mean, it was not just surprising. It was like my life got saved. There you go.
I love Peter Rabbit too.
Any more questions? We can probably take one more, or we can just call it a fairy tale night. Yeah, the question was, when I'm gathering a collection like this or editing Fairy Tale Review, where do I draw the line, and what's a fairy tale or not? And I guess the corollary question to that would just be, well, what is a fairy tale, right? And the wonderful thing about fairy tales is there really is no single definition. A fairy tale is a story with an element of wonder in it. You know, some would argue, and I would agree, Nabokov said, all great novels are great fairy tales. I would say the same about so many different forms of writing. But I think you can find certain technical elements across the board in a fairy tale poem, story, novel, film, piece of drama, but you can find them in almost any two. But you can find them, and there are elements like abstraction, depthlessness, everyday magic, and a sort of a logical illogic or an intuitive logic. However, you don't always see them very clearly. They're sometimes very... very thinly there or faintly there, almost like a shadow. What I think identifies a fairy, what I do is if something has a fairy tale feel to it, then I know it's a fairy tale. So I think that when you go to a movie and it's sort of like maybe the curtains are drawn and it says once upon a time, you feel like you're in a fairy tale. There might be just some little breadcrumb on the path that tells you you're in a fairy tale. But if you think, oh, this feels like a fairy tale, it probably is one. But when I was editing the book, writers would often ask me, well, I don't know if this counts. I want to write about X, Y, or Z, and I don't know if it counts. And I just always said yes. I mean, I always just say yes to the story. That's kind of the way I do it. But I think that we are so weaned on fairy tales, whether we know it or whether we love them or not, that they just become part of the way we tell things and say them. And I could probably, if you gave me any story, I could probably find the fairy tale in it. I'm sort of that dedicated to the art form. So I like that challenge too, when somebody says, well, this doesn't have anything to do with it. And I'll say, well, here, you know, 73 instances in this 10-page story that are directly hewn from fairy tales. I think it's all there, and it's because it's just hundreds of years of narratives from, you know, really when books were starting to be read to children, and it's fascinating history. But usually if you think you're in a fairy tale, you are. So I just trust that. Thanks for coming, everybody.